Hello, everybody, and thanks for listening to Master English with Tim, the podcast where you can learn English in depth and detail and also follow my travels around the world. I'm Tim, native speaker English teacher from the United States, world traveler, polyglot, and author of several dictionaries for learning English. In this week's episode, which is the 46th episode of my podcast, I will give you two things. First, we will focus on a very specific word that's difficult for a lot of students. And second, we will work on a root that is found in some words that you already know and in some other words that you probably don't know, which will allow you to connect those two groups up and know the words that you already know in a more interesting way and use those words that you do know to learn something new. So let's get started on part one about a particular difficult word. That word is unless. And unless is one of those words that really confuses a lot of people. It just doesn't translate into other languages well. You can learn this word, though, but for most people it takes some time. The best place is to start by understanding the word unless. Unless has two meanings, and the first one is very simple. The first meaning of unless is if not. Let me read you some example sentences to make this clearer. Each time, I will give you a pair of example sentences where both the sentences in the pair mean the same thing. The first sentence will be without unless, and the second sentence will be with unless. Let's start. Number one, if we don't leave now, we will miss our plane. So, with unless, it's going to be, unless we leave now, we will miss our plane. Second pair of sentences, if you're not ready to apologize, don't call me. Unless you're ready to apologize, don't call me. Next, third. If he hasn't slept enough, don't let him drive. Unless he has slept enough, don't let him drive. Four. If the sun isn't shining, I'm going to stay inside. Unless the sun is shining, I'm going to stay inside. Fifth and last, if you don't study more, you will fail the test. Unless you study more, you will fail the test. That's all the examples I have for this meaning of unless. If it still feels a bit strange to you and you don't understand yet, that's pretty normal. Most people need to come back to these examples a few times with some breaks between them and to do some exercises like the ones I will include on my website a little bit later this week so that you can understand it well. There's another important fact about unless that I want to point out, that you can put unless in the beginning of the sentence or the middle of it. So now I'm going to read all five of the same sentences with unless one more time with unless at the beginning of the sentence, and then I'm going to read the same sentences but with unless in the middle. This does not change the meaning of the sentences. Let's start. 1. Unless we leave now, we will miss our plane. 2. Unless you're ready to apologize, don't call me. 3. Unless he has slept enough, don't let him drive. 4. Unless the sun is shining, I'm going to stay inside. 5th and last. Unless you study more, you will fail the test. Okay, that's all five sentences. Now I'm going to read them again, but with unless in the middle. 1. We will miss our plane unless we leave now. 2. Don't call me unless you're ready to apologize. 3. Don't let him drive unless he has slept enough. 4. I'm going to stay inside unless the sun is shining. 5th and last, you will fail the test unless you study more. Okay, that's all the examples. I said earlier that unless has two meanings, so let's deal with the second meaning of unless, which is actually not so different from the first one. The second meaning of unless is except if or only. Now I will read you three example sentences with unless with this meaning and explain each one to you. 1. Don't call me after 10 p.m., unless it's an emergency. So let's look at the sentence a bit more closely so we can understand what the whole thing means. The sentence, don't call me after 10 p.m. unless it's an emergency, just means, do not call me after 10 p.m. except if you have an emergency. Another way to say the same idea is, you can call me after 10 p.m. only if it's an emergency. Now let's return to the original sentence. Don't call me after 10 p.m. unless it's an emergency. Second example, don't put diesel in your car unless you have a diesel engine. This sentence means, Don't put diesel in your car, except if your car has a diesel engine. Or another way to express the same meaning would be, you should only put diesel in your car if it has a diesel engine. Again, back to the original sentence, don't put diesel in your car unless you have a diesel engine. Third and last example. You can't get on the plane unless you have a ticket. One other way to say the same thing is, you can't get on the plane unless you have a ticket. Except if you have a ticket. And another way to say it is, you can get on the plane only if you have a ticket. Now, let's circle back to the original sentence to connect everything up. The original sentence is, you can't get on the plane unless you have a ticket. Okay, that's everything about unless. Let's now move on to part two. Part two is about a root that you can find in several words. That root is hap, H-A-P, and it means luck or lucky. If you don't know what luck or lucky means, you will be lost, so I will explain it first. If a person is lucky, then usually good things happen to that person instead of bad ones. If you're lucky, you might win $10 million in the lottery. If you're lucky, you might have a really nice family. Now, coming back to the root hap, you can find it in words like happen, happy, perhaps, mayhap, hapless, and happenstance. The first word with the root hap is happy. So the connection between the root hap, which means luck, and happy, which means lucky, should be quite clear. If you have luck, you're happy. Let's look at the next word, which is hapless. If a person is hapless, it means that the person has bad luck, and therefore bad things happen to the person relatively often. Not only that, but if a person is hapless, it means that they don't know what to do or how to react when these bad things take place. Two examples. One, Chuck is totally hapless. He's always wandering into dangerous parts of town, meeting his crazy ex when he's on a date with his girlfriend, or forgetting where he parked his car. Second and last example. Change your passwords often so you don't become another hapless victim of internet fraud. Now, let's move on to the next word, which is happen, which means to occur or to take place. So what's the connection between happen and luck? Well, even though we human beings try to control what happens in our lives, our control is at best partial, and so we had better call it influence instead of control. And that means that what happens has a strong connection with luck, or the tendency for good or bad things to happen in which we don't have control over. You can also use happen with to and then a verb. If you happen to do something, it means you do that thing without planning or even expecting to do it. Here are three examples. One, I happened to see your wife at the supermarket today. This means that the speaker was not trying to find his friend's wife at the supermarket and was not expecting to see her there, but he did see her. Two, did you happen to see my phone anywhere? Another way to say this is, did you see my keys anywhere, even though I know you weren't looking for them? Third and last example, do you happen to have a pen that I could use for a second? Another way to say this is, do you have a pen that I could use? I'm only hoping that you have a pen, but it would be great if you did. Let's move on to the next word, happenstance. Happenstance is the luck that causes a specific, important, and usually positive event to happen. Three examples. One, people don't win the lottery by skill, but instead by happenstance. Two, meeting my future wife was pure happenstance. When it happened, I wasn't searching for anyone. Three, it was by pure happenstance that I found my new job. I was sitting on the airplane, and the woman next to me was looking for people with just the skills that I happen to have. Okay, time for the next word. The next word is perhaps. Perhaps just means maybe. So what's the difference between maybe and perhaps? Well, perhaps is a lot more formal and is more common in written than in spoken English, but you can still hear it in spoken English sometimes. Three examples. One, will you arrive at our house before 10 p.m.? Perhaps, we're not sure. Two, it's very cold outside. Perhaps you should put on some warmer clothes. Third and last, perhaps the Federal Reserve Bank will raise interest rates tomorrow. Okay, time for the last word, which is mayhap. Really, this just means the same thing as maybe and perhaps, but is more old-fashioned. You can find it especially when reading fiction or stories from the 19th century. So if you use mayhap nowadays, it will sound a bit humorous. Two examples. One, we will have better luck next time. Answer, mayhap. Second and last, do you think she remembers me? Answer, mayhap. Okay, that is all for this week. I will see you guys next Monday. Thanks for listening, and please put any questions or ideas you have in the comments.